Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael for another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to play a song for you today, as I always do. I hope you enjoy yourself. I hope you enjoy the song. I see Brother Donny Eyes on the line. I'm going to get right with him in a moment. And the callers are filling up. Here we go.
Woke up this morning, looked out the window and saw everyone playing. Look like
they had basketball.
Traveling freely, ran out to join them. Seemed to be so much fun.
All day I dream of winning. All day I dream of selling away.
Had on my favorite helped me to play so long. The sun started going down.
Living life a dream.
I could go day and all night. I'm game and feeling alright.
I'm trying to tell you that you're
my victory.
I'm sorry, I'm running a little late.
Oh,
I know
right.
It's crazy, folks. Even during the daytime. Yeah, go ahead.
No, not a problem at all. Just wanted to say shalom to everyone. And We have a lot of stuff we need to talk about today, and I was just waiting for a couple of people to get on the line before we actually start the show, but I was hearing, listening to the agricultural call that you all had today, and it seemed like it was doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated over the progress that's being made. That's what we need. We need all of Israel to get involved here. You understand? That's exactly what I was talking about when I was mentioning about we gonna have to eat after everything is said and done. We still gonna have to eat. So these things got to be put in place. You understand? And I see that they're being put in place, and I'm loving it.
Hallelujah. For those who don't know what we're talking about, the United Nations of Israel is involved in an agricultural program that they are growing food with seeds, I'm assuming, that are not genetically modified, and they're going to be offering these different foods or co-ops, or if you just want to buy seeds, you can do that. And these are some of the things that are moving forward in the nation, and the nation is really, really growing. And we are very, very pleased with the progress that they're making. And anyone that has anything or information about this particular project, you can email Abraham, and it's abrahamyisrael@gmail.com, and his name is spelled A-V-R-A-H-A-M. Israel is Israel with a Y in front of it @gmail.com. And I'm sure that they can get the information to you. I think Canoke's website is called Family Farm, Brother Donai?
Something like that. I didn't write none of that stuff down. I'm not good at that. I have to follow up later on.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, yeah. So we just wanted to talk. I wanted to talk also about what happened last week with the gentleman from the African-American nation that he was forming. You know, we want to let people know that we realize that there are people who call in on this line, you know, and everyone is not conscious as to who they are. And we have an agenda on this line, and we promote nation building, but we are promoting the United Nation, the United Nation of Israel and the Nation of Yehuda. Because we have become consciously aware of who we are, and we want those who come onto line also to be aware of who they are. So we never want to bash anyone. We never want to jump down anyone's throat. So we didn't want that to appear to seem like that's what was happening. We just wanted to make sure that the brother understood that we have been called by a lot of names for many, many years, for centuries. They've called us by all sorts of names. And the Most High has given us back our nationality and our cultural identity. So we take that very seriously. We do not take that very lightly. And I don't believe that the brother intended any harm at all whatsoever. You know, we have to deal with people where they are. So I have a caller that pushed one. We're going to get him right on. See if we can make that happen. 111, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Shalom, Sister Yaina. This is your dear beloved brother, Moshe.
Oh, Shalom. Moshe is back on the line. Shalom, Brother Moshe, how are you today?
I'm doing blessed. Praise the mighty Yah. But can I express something? It won't take long.
Sure.
I just wanted the world to understand. Here, listening audience around the world, abroad, and those that will archive the show later. Here in Chicago, about a week and a half ago, five young black brothers got gunned down in front of a Baptist church. I don't know if it made the news there. And it was a military-style assault rifle that gunned these brothers down at 5:30 rush hour time, 5:30 p.m., in front of everybody, broad daylight. And I was one of the first to kind of look at the bodies laying out like a war scene. And here it is a week later, about a block over, another brother got gunned down in the same neighborhood, shot in the head twice, riding a bike. In this city of Chicago and many other cities around the world, Are we blind to these facts? There are 54 public schools here in the city of Chicago have been closed down. 54 schools in the city of Chicago has been closed down. What do you all think going to happen with these buildings? They're still functional. Everything still works. But why did they close them down in the inner cities, in the black communities? Why did they do that? Because they're going to be used for something else. And it's coming, people. You can run, but you can't hide. There's as much as we would like what we see with our own two eyes, screaming out for help on the street corners. I see these mothers crying every day, going to the funeral home, that their baby's been gunned down. I here in Chicago do a TV show. I'm expressing to the world, please, please, you can put the face of your child on a T-shirt, but it's not going to bring them back. You can march through the streets of Chicago with every reverend in the hood. Nothing's changed. Jesse Jackson lives in Chicago. Farrakhan lives in Chicago. Al Sharpton has came to live a couple of months, I guess, in Chicago. He's going to try to help to cease the violence. Nothing's changed. Nothing. There's still our babies, young black men are still getting gunned down like it's a video game. The only reason I'm expressing this is because them young men that got gunned down were from the ages 21 to 23. That's my son's age. It could have been one of my boys. I'm expressing this to the listening audience. Pray. Pray that the Most High Yah delivers us from the wicked of the world that we live in. None of this is an accident, folks. None of this is. There's no good in closing schools in the inner cities. There's no good out of that. And I know what they're telling the listening, the people that's watching the news, that we're making it better for better education to get the children out of the schools that's not functioning well. 54? 54 public schools in Chicago, the doors are closed right now. No one's talking about this. You all probably even heard about this.
Nope.
Here in Chicago, we see it every day. These children, they had a safe way path where the student schools that were closed down, they tried to make a safe way path for those students to go to new schools without the violence hitting them. On one of them safe path trails that they created for the children to go to school, a young man got shot in the neck. And this was supposed to be a safe path. Don't we see, folks? Martin Luther King had a dream. It's more of us incarcerated than it was in slavery. No one's discussing these issues. No one's going to get behind the pulpit and tell the truth. We are under attack. It's getting worse. It will get worse. And we need to pray to the Almighty Yah to deliver us. I'm not raining on nobody parade. I'm for whatever anybody do at this point in my life. But everybody's marching. Everybody's picketing. Everybody's crying out for help, but it still didn't save one of them schools from closing in the city. They still did it. 54 of them. Well, our children can't even go to school across the street anymore. They got to travel across town to go to school. But that's not news. And they picketed. They marched. They laid out in front of the streets with bulldozers. They did all of it. But it didn't stop nothing. They still closed it down. And those that picketed went to jail. Wake up, folks. We're under siege, and we need Yah to deliver us. Period. May Yah bless us all for listening. I appreciate Sister Yaina for giving me the voice, for crying out from the grave, y'all, that all these young men is getting gunned down in this city. Pray for those mothers, those fathers that have lost their babies. Please pray for them. And pray for Chicago and all of the black youth and poor in this city that is suffering for the greed of the wealthy and the rich and the well-to-do. Shalom, shalom, and thank you, Sister Zaina, for letting me speak. Shalom.
Hey, I have a question for you. Why did they close down 54? And I want to say something to everyone before we start talking. I see we have a lot of people that have pushed one that want to make a comment. Please hold on. I will get to you. I promise before this is over with, I will get to you because we want to hear what you have to say. But I have not heard about the young men who died in the streets of Chicago in front of the church. It did not hit the news here. A lot of times we don't get the information, so I'm glad that you brought the information up. But you say, and I have a question for you, you say that you know, there's this all-out war against us now. Who do you think is waging this war? I mean, what, just from your opinion, who do you think is waging the war? And then my next question is, what do you think we should do about it? Because, I mean, some people would say we've been praying. I mean, we got the Hebrews praying, we got the Christians praying, the Muslims is praying, and they still getting shot down. So what do you think the solution is? So my first question is, who's waging the war, and then what do you think we should do about it? Because everybody's praying already. So could you answer that for me?
I'm glad you asked, but I'm also concerned that the answer I may give may not be what people want to hear at this moment. So I'll just say this. The Most High says in the scriptures, he turned us over to the hands of the wicked. We are in the hands of the wicked. So Yah did it, but Yah also said that they overdid it. They overdid it in chastising us. They're trying to make us be extinct. They're all right. Outright war against us, trying to kill us. And this is displeasing to Yah. He hates what's going on happening to us. And he said they will pay for what they are doing to us to make us extinct. And they're doing a hell of a job on trying to make that happen. All you have to do is watch the local news. Watch the news, and you will see us dying like we're roaches, and they're spraying raid on us. And Yah's upset with this. So, yeah, pray, but make sure you're praying to the right one. Please forgive me if I'm saying something that's spiritual at this moment. You can pray all you want, but if you're not praying to the right one, you're still praying in vain. No one hears it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. He said, Israel will seek me early in their afflictions. We have not done that yet in unison because we all praying to everything. But when the time comes, we all on one accord and praying to the Almighty Yah to deliver us. Told us he will, but we have not done that yet. And that's why all religions, all you have to do is turn, if you got internet, go on the news in Chicago and look at all these preachers and reverends, and there's thousands of them, marching in the streets with T-shirts on. And they all praying to whoever the name of their so-called gods are. And as soon as the march is over, another one gets shot. Because they're praying in vain.
So then doesn't that mean that something is wrong? If we got all these preachers and we got all these connectors and we got all this stuff, because see, that's, you know what, I'm glad you brought this up, because this morning before I started my day and I began to talk to the Most High, you know, that was my whole issue. You know, I don't believe in spinning wheels. I don't believe in wasting a whole lot of time. And I want to say this to everybody that's listening. I'm not trying to make a name for myself. Believe me, I'm not. I could be doing something else. I'm trying to do what the Most High has called me to do. I run up against opposition at every turn. But, you know, we got all these people that's out in the front, all these people we call on, and all of these people are supposed to be the elite or the bishops or the pastors or the Kohans or the Morays, and we still got people dying in the street. Now, at some point, somebody needs to say we need to rethink this thing and we need to find out what we're doing wrong, because even in our affliction, you know what I'm saying, we got to stop. Do we know whether it was black-on-black crime, or do we know whether or not it was police brutality? What was it? Do they know, or was it just drive-bys? Are we killing each other, or what is it, Moshe?
Well, I'm glad you said that. The guys that got gunned down here in Chicago on the corner in front of a church was done with what the world knows as African-American men. One, they had assault-style assault rifle, a military-style assault rifle. Number one, how did they get a gun with that power? When I first heard the gunshots, I thought it was an 18-wheeler Mack truck backfiring. Alarms was going off everywhere. Windows was shaking. The concrete was moving. How big these booms was. And one of the young boys, may he rest in peace, he literally got his brains blew out of his head, scattered all on the street like spaghetti. And everybody seen this in broad daylight. Police show up. They put the tape around and they do the same routine. You know, somebody got shot. Let's get the paramedics out there. Scoop all the bodies up or whatever. But then as I was walking back home and I meditated, then I said to myself, now right after this, they're going to be out here marching. They're going to have on the T-shirts. And they all going to have the candles and praying. And here it is, not even a week later, another boy just got his brains blew out yesterday about a block over. It's raging war against us. You could march, you could talk, you could picket, all of that. But if you don't know God, you don't know anything. That's as simple as and plain as I can say it. I don't care how many people you have in a march. But here in Chicago, they have the streets full of people marching. And here it is a week later, another one gets shot. In fact, one got shot on the south side as well. He got shot in the head. And all
okay,
this is black
have,
on black.
You haven't answered my question. Who shot him? Do they know whether it was police or was it a war? Were these guys
black,
selling drugs?
Black on
was
black
it
crime. It's black on black crime.
It's black on black crime.
Oppression.
Okay.
Oppression causes violence. When you oppressed and you can't eat, you have no education, no fathers in the house. Unfortunately, this reality. A lot of our young black men and women were raised in homes that's toe up from the floor up. I used to point fingers at them and say, you should have knew better. I grew up with no father, blah, 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 blah. But I praise the mighty Yah, I was fortunate that I didn't slip down that road too far, but I was heading that way. And these brothers in these streets, when you talk to them, and I do talk to them, that brother that got his brains blown out in front of the Baptist church, I had talked to him just before he got killed. He was, to me, when I talked to the young man, he was respectful to me. He honored me when he seen me. But whatever he did, he did. But he's respectful to me. And he went out there and got killed. And I'm only speaking on this because the brother's dead. I didn't even know him like that. I just spoke to him a few days I was speaking to him. But he left an impression on me. As thuggish as he may have been in the world, in his world that he lived in, it was something in him that somebody could have nurtured if they acknowledged him and gave him the time. But because he had the pants sagging and the tattoos or whatever, he was an outcast. It's those brothers like that that we see, and most of us that's in the truth, we're not even really giving them a chance. You see the brothers on the street corner, oh, get away from them. Why not go right up to them and talk to them? Sometimes go in their environment and say, hey, man, there's a better way. And then here's another thing. Let me say this to all the Morays that's listening. Sometimes you can't meet a person on your level. Meet them where they at. Talk to them using some of their language sometimes. They don't understand some of your verbiage. Speak their language sometimes. They understand that. They understand that if you tell them the truth on what's going to happen without sounding like it's a movie. If you do this, this is what's going to happen to you, brother. There's no ifs, ands, what's about it. The proof is in the pudding. How many friends you got have been gunned down? I have several of them that have been. They're dead. They can't see their children anymore. They're in the ground pushing up daisies with the worms eating their body. It's over. But we telling them, park my expression for those Christians that's listening, Jesus is going to save you. Jesus is the way. Just pray and wait on the Lord. And it's not working. These churches are still packed doing funerals every week with these same young brothers that was there getting gunned down in the streets. We talk too much. All we've ever done was talk. That's it. And let me tell y'all something else before I get out of here. Well, Trayvon Martin got gunned down and he was murdered. He wasn't killed. Killing is when it's justified. Murder is shedding of innocent blood. When Trayvon Martin was murdered, everybody had on hoodies marching in the streets, but it's not going to bring Trayvon back. Real rebellion, somebody going to die. Believe that. And that's where the cowards kick in at. You don't want to speak the absolute truth, but you will march, because that's safe. That's safe to march. We're nonviolent. We're not going to hit anybody. We're not going to touch anybody. But Trayvon Martin still got gunned down. He ain't coming back. And you're marching and talking nice and saying, let's join together and free and put him in jail. You're running your fat mouth. All of you all that's doing it. Real rebellion, people get hurt. They go to jail and they die in the streets. That's real revolution.
So what do you think should happen in Chicago? I mean, because don't you think it's kind of an oxymoron, because we look at our government right now and Syria. We look at the country of Syria and dead bodies are lined up and everybody to push one, please don't hang up. I'm getting to you. I know the brother took a little longer than I usually do, but this is important because we got to confront some issues. You know, I agree with you when it comes to people marching in the streets, because my thing is, who are you marching to when it comes down to murder and death? Because it's our responsibility as the elders to go to the younger people and stop this. Now, if the government can take, and now they're debating right now within the UN whether or not they're going to go to Syria or not and stop this government from poisoning their people. They're going over into another country and they're dying in the streets of Chicago. This is exactly what we're talking about when it comes to priority. When you talk about us as a people, we're not a priority when it comes to our neighborhoods. So I'll go back to the person on the chopping block, because I'm always on the chopping block. It is the responsibility of the Hebrew Israelite men in Chicago to, if you got the truth, get up and go to the people and go to those kids and go in that neighborhood and take over the neighborhood and take charge of the neighborhood. It's time now for prayer, because we done already prayed and it's not changing nothing. And the Most High is expecting us to get up and do something and quit.
Hallelujah.
Where it's safe, where they sitting around teaching on the Sabbath day, wearing the costumes every week, come out of them places, go to the street, and get them kids from dying every day. It's our responsibility to stop this thing from happening. Now, either we talkers or we doers. It's simple as that.
Hallelujah. I want to weigh in on that conversation, if you don't mind. I'm not going to take long. First of all, I want to address this here. You said that we need to do something. Yes, in Isaiah, the 24th chapter, 1-23, it talks about it makes mention of all the people that we're going to go to, the Christians, the government, and all of those people. They not gonna have no solution for this problem. You understand? So one thing that we have to do as a nation, we have to try to start setting up things. When you talk about there's a better way, we have to show the better way. We have to have things in place. You understand? So that we can catch them people before they get into this stuff. The Deuteronomy 28 is, that's part, that all of this is part of the curse of the Almighty. You understand? And we can't stop that, but we can try to get out the way. In Zephaniah, it tells us that we must gather together, you understand, so that we may be hidden in the day of his great wrath. Now, the great wrath has not even touched the surface as of yet. But we got to try to do something, to set something up, to put these things in place. It's not going to be a magic bullet and these things stop all overnight. You understand? But we can move towards trying to set up these things, man, the agencies that's going to grab these killed children and show them the better way. You understand? Through the Almighty. You understand? So So we go, it's our responsibility act exactly. It's exactly our responsibility. You understand? If we don't do nothing, you understand what I'm saying? We're going to feel the wrath of these folks right here. See, they think that they running stuff right now, but they don't know that they just part of what the Almighty has put in place. You understand? The chastisement that the Almighty put on us. You understand? See, we got to remember that all of these things can happen to us if we don't do what the Almighty had to say. Now, it sounds like the Almighty is a cruel and unjust God. That is not true. You understand? We have a way. He gave us a safe haven when he set these laws in place. He made a decree that shall not be transgressed. That means righteousness. The Almighty is righteousness, and we're supposed to be the facilitator of righteousness. Righteousness is supposed to pour out from us like a glow, and that glow is supposed to be so thick, man. You understand? You could feel it. You understand? So we have to do these things. We have to put these things in place. You understand? Hallelujah.
All right, and let me say this, Moshe, I appreciate you bringing this information on to us and giving us this information. But you know what? Like I said, at the end of the day, our government, our black men that are in the armed forces, our black men that are in the armed forces are getting ready to go to another country to save the lives of another people that have nothing to do with us. And our babies are dying. We have a black man in the White House. We have a black attorney general, and they're getting ready to suit up and put on their military gear, and they're going to fly them all the way over to Syria, and nobody's concerned about Chicago. So guess what it tells me? Then if you're not going to do it, then we have to do it. And if we have the truth, and we claim we have the truth, then the Hebrew men need to go in the communities and police the communities and take the communities over. At least instead of marching through the street, you're right, stop marching through the streets and march to the community where the boys is dying, because them young boys need some fathers, and them young boys need some mentors, and them young boys need some love. And if they can take the guns away from another country and chemical warfare from another country, you're not going to tell me we can't take over our neighborhoods in Chicago and do something about our school system. Because as far as the school system is concerned, we need to open up our own school. Because we need to start teaching the truth anyway. So let them close them down. But we ought to be in a position, like Adonia said, we ought to be in a position where we can open up, buy one of them buildings, open up that building, and start teaching our own children and have a school strictly for homeschool children, and that'll shut all that down. Those are the things that we're trying to implement while we're in this curse. Because guess what? It's a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of us. Unconscious Hebrew Israelites that's in the same curse that's living real good. So it's time out for the poor, pitiful me stuff. It's time to come together so we can bring a solution to the problem, because we've been praying long enough. Y'all said, y'all waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. He's given us the power to do whatever we need to do. And it's up to
Hallelujah.
So let me go on to this next caller, and I'm going right down the line. I think this is Tyler, whatever you are. Hello. Welcome to the show. How many of you on the air?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going good. How's it going for you?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I was just wondering, do you pick up pennies off the ground?
I can't say that again.
I said, do you pick up pennies off of the ground?
Oh, I'm going to hang up. Shalom, shalom. Let me go to the next person that's on the line, because guess what? If we have any foolishness at all, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang up on you. And I got a whole lot of people on this line that don't have phone numbers but have names to you. And I'm telling you right now off the bat, if you come across with any foolishness, I'm going to hang up on you, okay, because this is not this type of show. So let me go to the next one, and this is live, L-I-V-E. You're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the line.
Hi.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I just want to say that Hitler did nothing wrong. I agree with everything he's done.
All right. Shalom, shalom. I think I heard him say that there's nothing wrong. He would agree with everything I said. I'm not sure. Frax, whatever you are, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Your line is open.
Hello? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, what all of you guys said, I totally like. Amen. Those were all losses that, yeah. I don't want to say anything long, but the thing is, I also had a story once. Just to mention, I am not black, so but I do appreciate the community. But anyways, I was in the this movie once, right? And these two kids were watching Shrek. It's this movie, right? You guys know Shrek, right? It's a movie. Basically. These two were watching Shrek, and these two were arguing which one was better, Shrek or the donkey. And one came in saying, the Onion Legion, the Onion, what am I talking about? The Onion Brotherhood was the best. The Shrek guy, he started saying, they started arguing, started bringing up nonsense, saying these bad words, and they're like teenagers, saying stuff like, oh, F you that, the N-word, and stuff like that. That I see this one African-American kid bring out a gun, stick it right in his mouth, and shoot him. I was like, what? When I heard this news, I was like, no, this is not true. Stuff like that. And what do you guys think about the whole Onion Brotherhood and Shrek argument? Ridiculous,
I don't,
right?
You know what? I'm really not connecting, but all I can say is this, is that we have to, as a black person from a black community, black on black crime, we have to do something to stop it. For so long we've been crying. Martin Luther King been marching. He had a dream. The dream has turned into a nightmare because at the end of the day, we still are not receiving what we're supposed to receive, and we're still killing each other. So we as a community, our community has to stop it. We can't rely on anybody else to do it. It's our responsibility to do it. So that's my opinion on that one. Chris Poole, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, get off vent or I'll have you bent.
I don't know what she's talking about, but we know what we're going to do. We're going to move her on. All right, next one, you're on the air. Big Guns 33, you're on the air.
What's up? How you doing?
Shalom.
All right, Hello. Shalom.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
I'm on, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so first off, I'd just like to say the show is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And I have a little song for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, area code 973, go ahead, you're on the air. Code 973, you're on the air.
Hello, I am Japanese, and I viewed the Western African culture. I feel your...
Okay,
sure.
We got a lot of players on this line today. We got a lot of people on this line. I guess they want to play games. Let's go to area code 940. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Good.
Sorry, it's a little bit loud. I'm at work, so... kind of loud here right now, but I was just listening to your radio show, and I just wanted to let you know America's already going into Syria. They're already going for a campaign. No American soldiers are big here, so it's in cooperation with the UK, Europe, a couple of other countries, but Russia and China are against what America and what they're trying to do, because they're not giving the UN inspectors enough time to actually inspect the situation that could be worse. Hello?
You're breaking up.
Okay. We can't really hear you. You breaking up. Could you go back again, please?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. Well, I was trying to let you know that America is going to Syria. It's going for a campaign. Obama just said this yesterday at the White House. No American soldiers are going to be used, but it's a campaign with a couple of other countries. It's on CNN if you really want to get into it and see what countries are for and what countries are against it. But Obama did make a speech yesterday and saying that we are going to Syria. But like you said also, that no American soldiers are being used.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see about that. I mean, you know, we'll see. That's yet to be seen. But I thank you so much for your comment. Mike Davidson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, it's really surprising that he was...
I'm sorry, we got cut off. Okay, now, let me ask you this, Moshe. So what do you think the issue is? I mean, for real, don't you think that we have a responsibility as in the African-American community to govern our own communities? I mean, for real, we've been waiting on people. We've been waiting on other people to do it. You know what? I looked at the Al Sharpton march when he had his march, and I was really, 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 really saddened because nothing was done. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was another campaign to teach our young people to forge ahead. We've had 50 years since the Civil Rights Movement. 50 years. The only difference, the things that have changed, I won't say nothing's changed. We don't have to sit on the back of the bus anymore. We don't have to go in the back door anymore. We don't have to do all those things anymore. But like Reverend Lowry said, a lot's changed, but nothing's changed. So what do you think about that? I mean, what's the solution?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. We have the solution. The solution is in us. We have to start setting up stuff. When we tell a brother or a sister or the younger generation that there's a better way, we have to show them the better way. They don't care nothing about dying because they don't see nothing else in front of them. They in jail already. They dead already. They don't have no job. You understand? They come from broken homes. You understand? We could solve all of these problems. You understand? By setting up stuff, you understand, teaching these brothers and sisters the better way. You can't tell them that it's a better way and don't have nothing to show for it. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is our job as a community to do that. And you know what? What kills me is we sit around and we always have negative things to say when it's our responsibility. See, nobody wants to take responsibility. Nobody does. Everybody wants to say pray. We've been praying. They want to say the answer, the solution is praying. We've been praying. We pray every day. We pray every week. We keep the Sabbath. We pray every week. We do what we're supposed to do. We've been doing that. So at some point, we have to revisit this thing and say, okay, what are we not doing that we should do? Because guess what? The poverty is not going to change. It's not going to change. It's never been their intentions to make it easier for us. This is not our land. We were brought here. We were brought here by punishment. This is not our land, and we will not remain here. But while we're here, we can control a whole lot of stuff when it comes to black-on-black crime.
That is
now,
correct.
When you talk about white-on-white crime, white-on-black crime, then we have a whole other issue jumping out. But when it comes to black-on-black crime, we can control it. We have a lot to say about it. We can have something to do about it.
Hallelujah.
Hey, go
111.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
You're a nigger.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That right there, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You know what? You're absolutely right. You all have called and you've said all kind of negative remarks. We got a lot of white supremacists on this line. We got a lot of people on here. Long live the KKK, Simeon Mafia. All kind of people on this line right now today, Brother Donny. I mean, they coming out in the droves. You know what? You are absolutely right. They have called us niggers for years. But let me tell you who we really are. So let's clear it all up because you know what? That's not offensive to me. Let me tell you who we are. We're the Hebrew Israelites of the scriptures. So if you want to call us anything, call us that.
You know what they need to do? Once we start proclaiming the name of our king, you understand? They're going to look into the scriptures and see that we are coming back. We're breaking new ground now. You understand? We're going to be back here. And they're going to understand that they're on the way out. You understand? And they're going to want to latch on to us. If we set up stuff and start moving towards this nation, you understand? They're going to see. You understand? Because we are supposed to be the light unto the other nations. That includes the European. Maybe they might not even be here anymore. You understand? But the other nations,
right.
The other the the color, the nations with color, with melanin, you understand, they're going to see that we have the way back to our kingship. You understand? We're going to be the kings that we're supposed to be. You understand? We just got to try to work towards that, man. We need every Israelite, every person that calls themselves an Israelite, whether they messianic, you understand, or however they believe in the scriptures, you understand, we need to band together, pray. Yes, prayer is a significant value, but we also got to do something. We got, you know, praying is a great thing, but we got to pray that what we do, that the Almighty is going to be with us in our endeavors. And we got to do everything above board, not no shady or underhanded thing, because that's not going to work with the Almighty. We got to be doing everything in the name of the Creator. You understand? And we're going to, it's going to happen. It's just that it's not going to be no overnight thing. It's a sad thing, and it's heartbreaking to see what's going on, but we have to go through this. Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm all for it. Like I said, my generation didn't have to go through the civil rights and all of the nastiness that came along with it. And I'm not going to throw no stones, and I'm not going to be nasty to anybody. I don't know who passed the number around or how you all got the number to the Blog Talk Radio show. But let me tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to engage in any racist conversation with you, because right now it's irrelevant. Because there's nothing you can say or do to make it worse than it already is. We know who we are, and we know why we're being punished. And the real truth of the matter is, you're the one with the problem, because you don't have anything else better to do. Go find something to do, and because we're dealing with the issues of our own community. And we're not relying on any of you to do it anymore, and we're not going to tolerate any ignorant phone calls, any ignorant conversations coming from you. So I'm going to keep disconnecting your call as you keep calling in. So we'll do this until the call is over. So how about that? We'll make that happen. Hallelujah. Now, again, you can call us niggas, you can call us coons, you can call us Spix, you can call us whatever you want to call us, but call us by our real name, because we're the Hebrew Israelites. We're the true Hebrew Israelites of the Scripture. Now, you can hate us for that, but if you want to call us something, call us that, because the Most High told us we was going to be called by words, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing no more than fulfilling Scriptures, but we're the real Hebrew Israelites of the Scriptures. So if you want to call us something, call us that.
Hallelujah.
So, again, Brother Donio, you have something you want to say? Because, you know, like I said, we're bringing the calls, got up to 25 calls, and as they call in to bring their smut and to bring their evil, I'm going to keep disconnecting and keep disconnecting and keep disconnecting, because that's how we do it over here. You don't intimidate, and there is no fear. So we're going to hang up on you. We don't believe in unintelligent communication. So, Brother Donio, you have something else you want to say?
Of course I do. Now, everybody knows that Zephaniah is my favorite prophet. And Zephaniah 19, it reads, "Behold, in that time I will deal with all those who afflicted you. I will save your save the lame. I will gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and for fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time, I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you. For I will gather you, for I will give you fame and praise amongst all the people of the earth when I return you. When we return your captivity from before your face, for your eyes, saith Yah." Now, what he's talking about here is that this is Zephaniah. This is the Almighty talking through Zephaniah. He said that he was going to bring us back. He was going to turn this captivity. Now, we got to go through what we got to go through. We cannot do anything about the curse. The curse has already been in place. That train has already left the station. But the Almighty said that He was going to gather us. Now, in that same that same prophecy by Yaphaniah, the second chapter, first verse. He says, gather yourself, yes, gather together, all undesirable nation, before the decree is issued, or the passing of the cliff, before the Yah's fierce anger comes upon you, for before the day of Yah's great, before Yah's anger comes upon you, seek Yah, all you meek of the earth. And that's who we are. We the meek of the earth. You understand? We supposed to have that humility, and we supposed to. We don't have to do any murderous. We don't have to gather ourselves and start going out and murdering people. That's not our job. Our job is just to gather ourselves together. You understand? Mm-hmm. You know. So gathering ourselves together doesn't mean that we just gather ourselves together and we do a bunch of praying. Now, that's good, but we also need to set stuff up, put things in place. You understand? We can forget about us being the only people, the only elders. We ain't going to live forever. We got children that's coming up behind us. We got to put something in place for them. You understand?
Right.
If we don't do that, you understand, then we're defeating our purpose. We're in breach of the law. Of the commandment by the Almighty, that was commanded by the Almighty. He didn't say willy nilly that we should gather ourselves. He commanded us to gather ourselves, and that is what we need to be doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, we're gonna go to Green Graphic. I think this is Brother Dawid from Sweden. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right. I'm here.
Shalom, shalom. You know, we're under attack today. You know, we got all of the undesirables that decided to call in. They want to call us niggas today.
Yeah, Let me say something. First, I want to congratulate you. Because what you see on the chat board, all these little swashnika signs and all this stuff, this means that what you're saying is actually hurting these people, okay?
Hallelujah.
And what this is it's called trolls. Whenever you have, like, a topic that is dangerous to them, they have to set out their little trolls. Now, you don't know who actually is behind it or what, but it's like a coordinated attack, you know? Then they come in and then they set up these little swastikas and they try to take you off of the conversation at hand. Now, my suggestion is just, you know, close down the chat. You don't really need it right now. And we just speak freely on topic that we know that hurts them. Topic number one, we are the Hebrews of the Seed of Yaakov. They cannot deny that fact. We understand that these Nazis have lied. They're in a position of power for now. And they have to try to keep back this information so that we do not unite as a people and destroy their power, you know? White power is just some racist term used because they are, let me think, what is that word, weak-minded and also insecure. That's right. They're very insecure in what they are as people. So they have to attack other people to try to make themselves seem big. You see what I'm saying? They have no understanding of history. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but we spent enough time on them right now. I called in here pretty late. Now the march on the Washington, is that the topic of the day, or is there more? Because I called in late. What was actually the topic?
No. Brother Moshe called in from Chicago, and he was talking about how seven of the young guys, I think he said seven or eight of the guys, were shot down in front of the church by an assault rifle or something that he was saying, a high-powered rifle. And how that they've been marching in the streets, and the reverends have been marching, and everybody's been marching, and we need to stop marching, and we need to pray. And my response was, we've been praying, the Christians been praying, the Muslims been praying, the Hebrews been praying. It's time now to take back our communities, because the motive right here is that they want to start a race war. That's really what it's all about. They want to start a race war so that they can try to create some friction between us and have a reason to do something to us as a people. And we're just not going to allow it because I just wanted to say this, and let me get this out of my chest because, you know, I'm one that I don't back down. You know, I was raised around predominantly white kids, went to school with predominantly white kids, have always broken the racial barriers. I was in a school where there was only 5 black kids in the whole school, and I was one of them. So I'm not intimidated. You do not scare me, and I can speak very well when I choose to. So let me address you on your level. There's nothing you can do to change this. This is not your land no more than it is our land. The only reason why America has prospered the way it has is because it had to be the land of our captivity. It had to be the land of our punishment. But I promise you, and I'm going to tell you this again, I promise you that we are leaving the land. I promise you that you will have this country to yourself. But when we leave, it's not going to be fit for man or beast. And you're going to have to go back to the lands where you came from. So I'm letting you know that right now off the bat that you do not intimidate anybody, and we will not be here long. So don't worry about it. Don't waste your breath because we're on our way out. I did want to make that comment so that you know that up front.
Sister,
yes,
please,
sir.
Pay them no more attention. Let's talk about the topic at hand, about different topics. You know they had this in Syria, the Syrian war?
Yeah.
We should start discussing these things that are going on here, are moving towards World War III, possibly. You know, these are things that we should be speaking about. You know,
do you think that the Syrian war is going to become World War III? Because I brought that up to another sister, and she got adamantly upset. She was like, it is not World War III. It just had nothing to do with World War III. It's just two countries. America and Syria, and it is not World War III, so I do not know what you're talking about. And people are afraid because it's looking that way.
Well, you know, my opinion, we're already basically in World War III. We, I think it started when we attacked Iraq, you know? That was the first thing. And then we attacked Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all these other different countries, and, you know, destroyed Libya. Think about it. We are already doing the things that would happen if a war was already in effect. If World War III was already in effect, we would uproot different dictators. We would take over the economy and the infrastructure. We're already doing that. So the attack on Syria is just an expansion of the war, you know. And this war eventually is going to draw in Russia and China and Syria, which is already being, if they attack Syria, Russia and China would already be, are already talking about, you know, getting involved if America does attack. Now, the chemical weapons, we all are looking at this, and we're seeing that Assad didn't even admit that he did the chemical weapon attack, right? And so they're pushing for this war when there's not even concrete evidence on this, you know? So, and the good thing about it is there's so many people that are awake that in the United Kingdom, they've already pushed back on it. Obama was going to go to war by this weekend. He had to push back on it. So the opposition to it is pretty effective, you know? And I think that even though we are at the present in these conflicts, I think that what's going to happen is if they do start attack Syria, it's just going to create an even bigger opposition. People are going to become more awakened, and it's going to hurt them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what
I agree.
We just need to just start uniting as people, look at what's going on in the United States. And think about this. One more point, because I know I get long-winded. We have been under this racial attack for hundreds of years, okay? In the 1920s, okay, you see on my website, we have, I talk about Before They Die, is when they went into Oklahoma City, you know, Greenwood Street, and they destroyed Black Wall Street, and they killed hundreds of people, burnt down the city, and they basically dislocated over 10,000 people. All right? Now, that's just one incident that is documented that they've done. Prior to that, we had, like, the Jim Crow laws, arresting us for voyeurism. I talk about this all the time. We have to realize that this type of attack on our people has been going on forever. So when we see people with their little swastikas and the white power, this is just a continuance. These are the children of the demons that have been doing to us for a long time. But their time is coming. You cannot continue to harm a people perpetually. There has to be a time when you fall. You know what I'm saying? We have been victimized for so long. There has to be a time when enough is enough. And we are coming upon that time because the Hebrews are waking up to who we are as a people. And they are jealous of who we are. They have hijacked our history. They've created the state of Israel based on lies. And they can't take the fact that we're waking up to them. But if we were to get drawn into their childish games and try to have violence upon violence, we would only delay their destruction. So all we have to do is just ignore it, protect ourselves, of course. You come to me, I'm just going to knock you out and break your neck with ease and with gladness. But I'm not going to attack you. It's just I'm not going to be drawn into that childishness. And plus, like the elder said earlier, our children are already taking on the information that we have. And they are becoming warriors of understanding and warriors of knowledge to what you have done to us. So we are already setting up a new world that we are going to live happy and free of any of this white retardedness and white supremacy and swashnikas and racism that you have created and that you are only carrying on for your forefathers. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much. You know what? Sometimes the wisdom of a man makes a whole lot of sense. And let me tell you why. Because I don't have the chat room open. So instead of them chatting, they're actually dialing, but they're dialing under fake names and different things like that. So, you know, when I see them, I just disconnect them because I'm not going to let them waste the time and waste our show with anything negative. And I'm not going to let it happen because, you know, like you said, you're absolutely right. Let's deal with the topic at hand. So in terms of Chicago, when you deal with Chicago, I mean, you know, like I told Brother Moshe, at the end of the day, we have done enough praying. We have done enough. The Christians prayed. The Muslims prayed. The Hebrews prayed. The Chicago is one of the – it's supposed to be the hub of the Hebrew Israelites. So the worst thing that you can do in any situation is not do anything. So my advice to them in Chicago is, you know, we're just as guilty as everyone else by sitting and watching it on television and shaking our head saying that's a shame. We have to get up and do something. We have to go to our communities. We have to do something other than talk. We have to control our communities. We have to patrol our communities, and we have to teach our communities as to who they are. And then they'll stop killing their brother, and they'll stop killing their sister, and they'll learn that we're stronger in numbers, and all we have to do is come together as a nation and repent. We have to come together as a nation and repent, and the Most High will turn this thing around. So, I mean, what do you think about Chicago? He said they closed 54 schools. And like I said before, like Brother Donnie, I said, if we had a treasury, and everybody was paying into that treasury, we could buy one of those buildings and open up a school and homeschool our own children and give our children an education, the real education they deserve so they understand who they are and what they're doing. So we're trying to find solutions, but we just can't keep sitting around saying, well, everybody pray while they're gunning us down in the streets and nobody's doing anything. But a whole lot of people feel like, long as I got my little piece of the puzzle over here and me and my family is all right over here, that's them over there, and they're going to have to get it together. No, when one of us, when it happens to the least of us, it happens to all of us, because eventually if Jacob's trouble is here. I would have said it's coming, but it's here already. I mean, it just hasn't escalated to where it's going to get, but Jacob's trouble is already here.
Yeah, I agree with 100%. And the solution, like I always say, is unity. Now, what we have to do is we have to change the mind control that has been put on us for all these years. And one of the mind control Let me see. It's like the phrase that says that, you know, black people can't work together. Black people can't work together. Black. So if we hear that enough, we start believing it. And I don't believe that, you know. I always I understand history, and I understand that there has been, from the top, a order to make sure that we do not work together. We worked together during the time of Martin Luther King. We worked together during the time of Malcolm X. We worked together Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's a perfect example of us, working together. We know how to unify. We created Pan-Africanism. We had Marcus Garvey building ships. It is within our DNA to work together as a people. We do organize. Now, what happened? Well, during the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, orders from the top were set out so we do not work together as a people, because we were becoming awake. We were awakening to who we are. And the person that really set that off was Malcolm X. We started to look at Africa, and we started to look towards Pan-Africanism again, and we started to talk to our African brothers and sisters across the seas, and that is a threat. I'm telling y'all, it is a threat. So now here we are in the United States. We have the crack wars, and we know that was pushed by the Bush administration. There's a documentary about that now. We have talked about, what's his name, the guy Webb that was shot. He exposed that. That's why he was killed. We have the guy with the crack on the street. Who was that, brother? The one that was this crack cocaine dealer in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Freeway Ricky. Ricky Ross, I think that's his name was. Well, this guy, he's in L.A. pushing crack. He admits, he says, I got this from the CIA. So it was these things that are destroying our community is set forth by the CIA, okay? So it's not 100% our fault that we are the way we are. And we have to understand this. And we keep saying that we can't work together. Yes, we can. Because we desire to, and we want to, and we have to if we're going to survive in the United States of America. So how do we do this? Well, we start with what we're doing now. We have dialogue. We ignore these idiots that are trying to throw us off track. And like I said, congratulations, because this attack proves that you're being heard, and it proves that you're being effective. This is a very good thing. You can see that positive. They would not be here trying to disrupt you if you were not effective. So just take that as a badge of honor. Now, what we need to do is we need to speak to the different churches. We need to speak to the different organizations that are willing to work together. And then we have to start to create one voice in which we speak to Congress. We speak to the police departments. We start telling them, you know, you have to take more responsibility for our young brothers and sisters, because I don't believe it's all us, you know. And then we have to start separating the good from the bad. You know what I mean? We got to start separating the good from the bad. We just got to start dialoguing. If we can just all start to dialogue, sit down, start to talk, start to unify, start to go over the different problems in our neighborhood, then eventually we will start to unify like we used to. We will start to organize. We will start to, here's a perfect example. Let's say we all got together and we decided, okay, we are going to boycott this particular product because we don't want to deal with this product anymore because it is causing us more harm than good. And we start to organize to boycott certain things that we don't want to buy. If that's effective, then we can create a way where we can trade with each other and build our own economy or certain things that we buy. Let's say there's a black-owned business that we make a commitment to support, and we start committing black-owned businesses, and now we start to build our own economy and start to have pride in what we buy and what we make, and then we start to build things again because we're very intelligent people. We're inventive. But because we're so fragmented, we don't have that opportunity to see what we can do. We have examples of it, Tulsa 1921, when they burnt down the city. But we haven't had anything after that because they continue to destroy and disrupt our progress. Okay? Like I said, I know I get long-winded, so let me just give up this mic.
That's all right. Let me open up the mic since I got the brothers on the line here. I'm going to open up area code 410. We're going to talk. 410, go ahead. You're on the air. What do you have to say?
Shalom, shalom, my people.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, sister.
Yes, I've been listening, and it's a sickness, and the sickness is, as we realize just from reading our history, it's multi-generational, and it's a sickness not only in us, in our captivity, in these cursings that have been trickled down, but it's also a sickness in those who oppress us, our enemies. We got the spiritual insanity and dysfunction, the emotional insanity and dysfunction, the natural insanity and dysfunction, the criminal insanity and dysfunction, and the mental insanity and dysfunction, and the familial, the generational insanity and dysfunction. And the sad thing about it is that those of us who know better, who know the way, when we go astray, not only do we hurt our own self and our own small sphere, but anybody else who we have been influencing, you know, over the years or over the generations. So it's very hard when I've traveled around and I've seen people who they have set themselves up as leadership. But you know, I believe just from reading our history that if Yahuwah does not give us the spirit, His spirit, to be able to walk in that quote unquote leadership position, then what we do is of naught. Because you see, a lot of people they have all these titles and professing to be a leader, but they have no righteousness within that title. So all they're doing is leading people in pomp and circumstance. And it's sad. I see it every day. I see it camp to camp, assembly to assembly, church to church, you know, group to group. And, until we are, have that the really humble repentance, we're not going to, Yah's not going to hear us. And that's written. It's written. And we know that whatever Yah says is true. It's not going to return empty. So if we profess that we are somebody who wants to see positive, we have to be positive. We have to have humility and repentance. We can't be walking around in arrogance and hypocrisy, because even though we think we're doing something in the dark, it ain't in the dark. Somebody see us. Somebody see us. And even if we think in our own, you know how sometimes you get so swole up in the head, your head gets so big, that goes back into the spiritual insanity, that you think nobody can recognize you. But we know the Most High always knows what's going on in our hearts, in our surroundings, and who we're dealing with. And it's sad, but we see, one generation that has influenced negatively another generation. And what do we think is going to happen unless those people receive some type of revelation and realize that what they're doing is askew and decides, because it's always a decision to turn from wrong into right. It's always a decision, always has been, always will be. And we can't, we cannot say that we are someone who is, has our brother and our sister, we have their well-being or their interests at heart, or taking their safety and all that they need to survive and to thrive to heart, when we out here on the QT all the time. Because not only does our enemy see that, but also our inner circle see that, and also those people who we call ourselves proselytizing to and preaching to, they see it as well. So if we're not going to be upright, then we need to just keep our mouth tight.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. I agree with you, sis. Thank you so much for your comment. Area code 111, go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If you're a nigger and this helped rise again, and just fuck everybody. Bye.
And you see how cowardly that is? That is so cowardly. You know, those are the kind of things, like you said, Brother Dawee, you know from that point right there that somebody, we struck a nerve somewhere. Somebody is upset, and it's all good because, you know, we're just going to keep gathering as a nation, and we're going to do what we need to do. You know, it is really sad, but, hey, that's the world we live in. And like you said, those are the descendants of the other demons that were here generations ago, and they're just extending and keeping on the hatred. And it's really funny. It's sad, though, for real. It really is. It's a sad situation. But hey, let's not deal with that. We're not gonna dwell on that. We're just gonna keep on moving. So anybody else have a comment, question, or concern, please go ahead and push one. We want to hear what you have to say. So do you think, sis, area code 410, what do you think the solution is to the problem?
The solution is, I believe, we have to go all the way back to the beginning, because Yahweh deals with us individually, because we have to walk in that individually first. We have to walk in the righteousness of Yahweh individually first. If we're not walking in it individually, then we can have no righteous influence on anybody else. So it starts with us. And we cannot expect to see, I've been doing this for 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I should have a following of so many hundreds of thousands. You don't know how many people are looking to you, how many people you have influenced. It don't make no difference. You know, we don't need to know. All we need to know is that we're doing what thus saith Yah, and whoever we influence, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. Right. That's all we need to do. So if it is us and we only see with our own natural eye one person that maybe we have influenced, wonderful. But it ain't none of our business who else beyond that one person maybe that we've influenced. It ain't none of our business. All we need to do is keep on walking upright. Upright. Okay. And if we're not walking upright, then that's going to dismantle everything that we've come out of our mouth with talking Torah. Because talking Torah ain't nothing if you ain't living it. That's and right. We see too many of that people talking it. They professing. They got tzitzios hanging down to the ground. They got the garb on. They looking beautiful with the locks and the bushes and everything. But if you ain't talking it, if you ain't talking it and walking it and living it and thinking it, because we know whatever comes in our mind come out of our mouth. So if we ain't doing that, then what are we doing? Are we just putting on a show? We see enough of that on the TBNs and all those other type of show. You know, if that's all we about, then we can go ahead and get our own little show out here. We see enough of it on the corners and stuff all around the United States and other places. We see enough shows, honey. All the tap dancing, okay. All the Torah talking, quote unquote. We see enough of that. But if we ain't living it, we have to live it. And we cannot live it in our own, you know, our people like to put spin on stuff. Mm-hmm. The spin of our own making ain't got nothing to do with what Yah said to do. So we need that's to go right. back to the book, dismantle it. If we don't understand something, that's when we need to humble ourselves and ask for guidance and direction. And too many of us don't want to do that. We want to hold on to precepts and statutes of men, of human beings, even when we realize, sadly, too many times are wrong. We still want to hold on to that because we love the arm of flesh. We want to have that loyalty because the loyalty back-scratching mentality is alive and well in Israel. And we see what that got us from years ago. Ain't nothing new under the sun. But what we do realize is that the majesty that was once given is still the majesty within, but only for a few. Only for a few. The majesty ain't never went nowhere. We're the ones that went astray. The majesty is still there, always has been, but it's only going to be for that remnant, for that few. And if we don't act like we know and walk upright, then we ain't going to get it. We ain't going to get it. And the people that's looking to us, that's following behind us, sad to say, they can be more ignorant than us. But if we know better and we choose not to do all that we know, we worse than them. We worse that's than right. them.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you 100%. All right, we're going to go to another caller, area code 517. And I want to say, you know, again, we invite everyone to give a comment on the show. You're welcome to give a comment, but if the comment becomes derogatory, I will disconnect you. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mother. I appreciate all your words of righteousness and everything that you have done for the radio airwaves. Now, you've been getting a lot of hate now. I don't have long before they find me, so I have to keep this short. Someone posted your link on Blog Talk Radio. They posted your link on a website that's been known for hate mongers. Horrible people. People who have made people get dogs, change their addresses, move away. I don't even want to talk about their words of evil. Anyways, it's ebombsworld.com. Go there. I have to leave. Thank you. Keep on doing what you're doing. I love it. People love it. We need you, and keep it easy.
All right, let's move on. Area code 803. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, perfect. I've been listening to the show, and I, you know, personally, I do agree with most of what you're saying. me, myself, I'm not religious, but I represent the National Socialist Organization, and I do agree with you. Your people have been discriminated against. You know, there was no right for any people to bring you over to America out of your home country. You know, the basis of National Socialism is national self-determination is the right of all people, regardless of race, heritage, origin, location, language features, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know anything about these trolls, but they don't represent the white community as a whole. True National Socialists are educated, they know history, and I heard you guys mention something about the people over in Israel. Do you align with them or no?
No, we do not. We do not align with them. We do not. They are not considered to be. We are the original Hebrew Israelites of the scripture.
The people over in Israel, the same people that Hitler tried to target in Germany, are the people that's affected both of our communities. They're our enemies. We're not enemies. And what we need to do is we need to band together against this imperial Israel type organization that controls the world. We need to fight them. We need to stop them, or both of our national identities will be destroyed.
Can I say something?
Sure. Go
ahead.
Go
ahead.
First of all, I want to thank this man for calling in, and I like what you're saying, and I really respect you for doing that, sir. And I agree with you 100%. Now, what we need to do is we really need to read history. And the problem with the people in Israel is that I don't even think the majority of them understand their history. They don't realize that people that are – the whole Middle East has been taken over by the Turks in 1280 A.D. But prior to that, it was – you have to look at 720 A.D., which was the Nabataeans. It's a history that everybody are coming over there and they're replacing. Now, we have two conversions. We have the conversion in 160 B.C. of the Edomites under King Herod. We have another conversion during the Khazarian conversion, which happened in 720 A.D., the Khazarians. And this history goes back, and then we have the Turks coming in. So we... Then we have the Ashkenazis, which are a Germanic type of Jew. These people are not the originals from way, way back. And what we're saying as Hebrews of the Seed of Jacob is go all the way back to the original and look at the people that were there at that time. They were not Caucasian. And it's not, and we're not saying this out of racism. We're saying this out of fact. Now, why is that important? And I say this all the time. It is important because we have a people that are killing and hijacking a land. They're killing people and hijacking a land that is not theirs. And this is why there's so much disruption in the Middle East. It's because these people, they're illegally, and they're killing people. Now, I believe that the trolls that we see right now is a part of that, because this information is so effective, and if it becomes more powerful than what it is, which is going to be, like this gentleman here is calling in and saying, look, we need to come together and look at what we have in common and ignore all of this BS, basically, and come together as respected tribes, or, you know what I'm saying, tribes of people, and work together. That right there is very fearful to them. Because if we start doing that, we start to say, look, we as Americans stand up, and we want to question your legitimacy, and we start rooting them out of our government. I mean, do you agree with me?
I agree with you to a fact, but we don't recognize the people currently located in Israel to be white. Because they aren't. We don't recognize them in our community, nor do we want them in our community.
Okay. Some of them, though, aren't they like from Germany, though? Some of the Ashkenazi?
No. Now, this dates back a long time ago, but the Jews, you know, the self-claimed Jews, you know, the ones you're referring to that look Caucasian,
yeah.
They're not white. They come back from, you know, Egyptian times, you know, a slave people that rebelled against the Egyptian government. you know, that's when you get Moses and stuff and Christianity and all that. But really, and after the fact, they robbed the Egyptian people blind. And the generals under the Pharaoh saw what was happening, so they chased them out the country, and they were going to slaughter them. And on top of that, that's where the speculation comes from, because all we have really is speculation, you know, left over from ancient religious texts. And a lot of them might be false, they might be true, but, you know, you have to kind of decipher them, make what you can of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys align with the new Black Panther Party?
Well, what we're doing here in the Hebrew Israelite community is we're a nation. We're building, like you said, the right for self-determination and the right to be able to say who we are, because we were brought here by ships, according to Deuteronomy 28. You know, we see this as our land of captivity, our land of punishment, because of what we did to the Most High as a nation of people. When you talk about the new Black Panther Party, that's a whole other organization that has its own mission statement, that they're doing stuff completely on their own. Our job here is to bring our people into enlightenment, to let them know who they really are, because, I mean, we've been called everything from colored to black to niggers to Negroes to African-Americans, and ever since we've been here, they've been telling us who we are. And the Most High is giving us concrete evidence as to who we are, and we have the right to self-determination, as you said earlier, and we're building our nation and bringing our people into the knowledge of that so that we can prepare our people, because according to the scriptures, we will leave here at some point, because we were brought here. This is not our original land. So, you know, when you talk about the Black Panther Party, that's an organization. We're building a nation. So, you know, we are not considered an organization per se. We're trying to get it. We're not trying. We are re-identifying ourselves, and we are through self-determination. We know we're the Hebrew Israelites of the scripture. So, our purpose is to build our nation, a nation in exile, because we're still in exile and we're not in our own land. We're still over here in this land under, like you said earlier, under the authority of those people who call themselves Jews. And we know they run the IRS, they run the Federal Reserve, and there's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve. All of our sports players have agents that are Jews. I mean, it's basically they have set up a corporate America that all of us have to live under. And when we talk about 14th Amendment slaves, that's white people, black people, all kind of people that are not considered to be free. So that's basically what we stand for.
You know, you sound a lot like our political party. And, you know, as a young National Socialist, I've looked into National Socialism over here in America, you know, such plan and everything, and I'm appalled at how they operate, you know, how they work. You know, it took forever for me to find a legitimate National Socialist Party to align myself with. And, you know, I've come under fire myself from the CIA, the FBI, you know, the NSM, the Ku Klux Klans, you know, the KKKK, whatever you want to call them, and, you know, different and various organizations. You know, Rocky Suhader from the AMP, and, you know, going all the way back to Hal Turner, who, you know, sold his own people out for a little bit of money, became an informant for the Fed. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, why would you sell your honor? And, you know, I know the opinion of National Socialism over here in America, you get racism, but, you know, true National Socialism isn't about racism. It's about, you know, working together, creating a cohesive society around the world where everybody can coexist equally with their own people. You know, of course, we don't recognize interracial dating because we want people to hold on to their national identity, hold on to their history, their culture, their origin, everything that makes a people a people, their national identity. That's important to hold on to. And these Jews out of Israel, these Jews in the IRS, the CIA, the FBI, and all of those sons of bitches, they don't want that. They want us destroyed. They want to see us all annihilated, black, white, Chinese, whatever, because they are jealous of being a slave race. They have no art. They have no culture. They have, honestly, no national identity because they're crossed up between God knows what. And it's pathetic. I mean, how many in Israel do you see a building style with buildings, you know, artwork, you know, maybe pieces of music? you don't see anything. You don't see any, you know, bestseller books written by, you know, these proclaimed Jews of today's times. The only thing you see is what the CNN and other types of Jew-controlled media shows you is, you know, the IRS scandals and this, that, and the other. You know, constantly they bicker and fight amongst each other while trying to destroy everything around them. They're good for nothing, mm-hmm. and they need to be taken out of power. For that to happen, we need people in America to sit there and say enough's enough and, you know, go back to what the forefathers said about the country. You know, the government's ran by the people, not by a couple people running around in suits trying to sit there and dictate how the country should be ran.
That is correct.
Because if you look at it, all the countries over in the Middle East, you know, Syria, Libya, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, you know, the list goes on. The only reason America is trying to intervene over there is to keep Israel safe. They fear the people of the Middle East, and they don't want them to organize. They organize, they could annihilate Israel, and that's what America feels. America is allied with Israel, and, you know, I don't see the purpose of having a desert country as an ally. I mean, you know, what national interests do they have? Why do we supply them, you know, F-15s, you know, some of our best, you know, ground-to-air missiles, you know, the Iron Dome and all that crap, whatever it's called. I mean, and all the while, we suffer over here in America because Mr. Barack Obama's deciding to give the treasury away. You know, he sat there and sold out his own people. In fact, everybody he calls his brothers, he sold them out, just like Hal Turner sold us out, just like many other people have sold us out. I'm sure you guys have plenty of people in your community that, you know, has tried to sell you guys out. It's pathetic.
But you know what? Let me say something about that, because you know what? A lot of people in our community, we see him as a man of color, you know, but we identify ourselves according to the scriptures. So we identify ourselves according to the genealogy that was put in the scriptures. And we agree like you agree. We do not. Our scripture tells us not to mix. The scriptures clearly tell us to keep our bloodline pure and not to mix. So we do believe the same thing, and it's not anything prejudice. It's not anything against anyone. We just follow scripture and do what the Torah tells us to do. The problem comes in at, though, is when, you know, like, for instance, Barack Obama, he is a black man. Yes, he is, but his father is an African. So for us, he is from the seed of Ham. He is not from the seed of Shem. So we do not, he's a man of color, but as far from his genealogy, as far as we know, you know, he is not from the bloodline of the seed of Yaakov. Now, that could be something that nobody really knows or whatever, you know, but whatever he's done, he is in direct, his office, he is in direct connection with the powers that be. You don't get in that office unless they choose you to go in there. A lot of people were upset because they wanted to know, where did this young black man come from? Nobody had ever heard of a junior senator that makes it to the White House. And then everybody, when he made it to the White House, a lot of people sat back and said, nah, that's a good idea, but nah, that'll never happen. I mean, you know, even in my own family, my own son said, I will never have a black president. I said, I think we will. And I watched the whole process, and he ran a flawless campaign. I mean, flawless. He had more money than anybody has ever had running for that office. So it lets me know right there that somebody was behind him to make this thing possible, because there were things that had to be done with him being in the office. We don't look for him for the solution. We don't look to him for the solution. Even though Eric Holder is the attorney general for the United States of America, we don't look to Eric Holder as the solution. As far as us coexisting and us being equal, that will never happen according to scripture. We will never be equal to the other nations because of what we did as a people. When we went and we decided to start worshiping other deities, he promised us that he would put us in this condition that we're in right now. And like last week I said, we look at the fake, I don't want to call them the fake Jews, but that, hey, now I'll just call it for what it is since you and I are having this conversation. We look at the fake Jews as a mystery. You know, when you really read Ezekiel chapter 16, it talks about the wife. And he says, we went whoring after other gods, and as a result of that, we slapped him in the face that he was our husband. And any time there's a mistress, she always flaunts her ability to be able to be seen in front of the wife. I mean, that's just... That's just how it's done. And then the one thing we do know without a shadow of a doubt is that we hold his name. We hold his name, and we are his children, but we are in captivity. We were brought here to be in captivity because of the things that we have done to him. He said, you provoked me to jealousy. He said, therefore, since you provoked me to jealousy, I'm going to provoke you to jealousy. You've moved me to anger. He said, so I'm going to put myself with a people that is not a people. He called them a foolish nation. And all of this is being done because of what we have done to him. You know, and it's like I said, they want to start a race war. They want you to kill me. They want me to want to kill you. But our position is all we want to do is gather as a nation and get ready to fulfill the scriptures and be ready to leave here when the time comes for us to leave here, because we still have a journey that we have to take. And it doesn't matter how many laws they pass. It doesn't matter how much money they printed and put into the social service program. We are still in the land of our captives, and we're still in exile. And that's just the way it is. We don't look to Obama for the solution. He is a man of color in that office doing what they want him to do.
Exactly. He's nothing more than being controlled by the current powers that control all of us. We're nothing more than slaves, honestly, to the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, you know, the IRS. They control us. They have enslaved everybody in America, just like the Rothschilds have enslaved every country's economy around the world under their world bank. And see, what these current Jews in power are scared of is people of color and white aligning together to fight them. That's what they fear. And that's why they try to keep us fragmented. That's why they push for race war. That's why they sit there and make all these different organizations, you know, these black power groups and so-called white supremacists, you know, who go out there and say, well, we're going to go beat some niggers up because they're black. That's not right. You don't do that. You know, random acts of violence are nothing more than a breed of stupidity. It's ignorant.
See,
I mean,
I agree.
Who in their right mind wants to go out there and, you know, beat somebody just based off of color? You know, that's not what it's about. It's about trying to sit here and sort out our national identity so we can sit here and coexist on this world peacefully, without the intervention from all these other people trying to, you know, mix us up for the simple fact they want a multicultural society. You know, as we can see,
right,
democracy right now currently is not working due to the powers that may be right now currently control all of us. All these different atrocities. I mean, you know, over in the Middle East, Israel has committed atrocities against the, you know, Palestinians. We have committed atrocities against the Palestinians and the Arabs. And, you know, one day a country's going to become more powerful than the U.S., and then they're going to do the same thing they did to Germany and start bringing people over to their country and executing them for war crimes, crimes against humanity. It's only a matter of time, and these people in power realize it.
So do you think that America will be around? Because I actually study it. You know, when I really look at the scriptures and I really began to study the Babylon, in the history from Babylon all the way down to where we are now, you know, when we really look at the scriptures, and a lot of people look at the Bible and say, well, it's not real, you can't really depend on it. But you know what? When you go into the book of Daniel and you read the second chapter of Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar has this dream, and Daniel is from the tribe of Yehuda, which is the tribe that I'm from, and then he comes in and he interprets this dream, and in 150 words, And I count them, 150 words, he prophesied 2,500 years of human governmental history on a dime. It strengthens the validity of the book. So when you look at it and you understand that where we are, Babylon was a great kingdom. They said Babylon was so rich it had as much gold as it was, as much dust as it was there, was that much gold. That's how powerful Babylon was. It was a major empire, just like America. Whatever their currency was, it was worldwide. If you were going to buy and sell and trade, you had to use the currency of Babylon. Well, guess what? There is no more Babylon, and if it is under the word Iraq or whatever, it's a very small country now. It's lost its validity, its power. The same way with the Medes and the Persians. They came over and took it over, and then for a minute they were a major power, and they're gone. And
And then Alexander the Great came and he took it over, and then he was gone. And then Rome stepped in, and then Rome took it over for 700 years, and then Rome was gone, and now Rome is divided into the European Union, which is the 10 nations. Now, according to the way we see history, America, it can't continue the way it has been, and it looks to me like it's crumbling at a very rapid pace. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I foresee America, if we keep going in the same direction we're going currently, it's going to look like Yugoslavia. It's going to be the same type of collapse. Everybody's going to fragment. You're going to see a whole bunch of civil war breaking out across the whole nation between states and different parts of what used to be the U.S. Army and the U.S. Marines. And it just be chaos. It'll look no worse than, you know, some third world country, particular warlords trying to, you know, factionize to take power what's left of the country. That's how I see America keep going. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I have nothing against your people. You know, I'm sure you guys don't have anything against my people. You know, all propaganda. They utilize these people that come on here to troll, you know, to sit here and call you guys, you know, whatever. Say, well, you know, white power through swastikas. But they don't understand the true meaning of National Socialism. They aren't educated. They don't know history. And they have no clue that these people are going to one day sit there and take everything they own. I mean, look at how the U.S. government basically given everything to China by buying all these cheaply made goods. You know, Ireland did the same thing with Great Britain, and the whole economy over in Ireland just collapsed. Ireland's still recovering from, you know, purchasing ready-made goods from England. We're doing the same thing that Ireland is. We're going to end up collapsing unless we can band together and get these people out of office. And, you know, we don't advocate anything illegal. We advocate perfectly legal political action the same way. And, you know, we still come into contact with, you know, the current left-wing liberals, calling us white supremacists, racist, neo-Nazis, whatever. Our organization isn't racist. We don't believe in racism. Racism is another breed of ignorance. But, see, on top of the other thing, we're also not religious. And I know you keep referring to your scriptures. And, you know, you recognize that as, you know, whatever it may be to you, that's good. See, our political organization, we allow people of different religions, but we don't let people speak, you know, about the religion through the organization. You know, that's something you have to keep outside the organization because we're about politics first. You know, we're in the works of trying to get some people to run for office, the local office. We also have an event coming up, too, and I'm not going to disclose any information because I'm sure the CIA and the FBI love to listen into this show and sit here and see if they can't get any information so they can go and assassinate somebody. I've been targeted. My colleagues have been targeted. You people are being targeted by the same people that's attacking everybody in the same community. Everybody needs to get their heads out of the clouds, out of the fog, and look and see the sun and the blue sky. And see that these organizations in power are only pitting us against each other for total annihilation because they are scared of us. They know the potential we have if we can band together and completely throw them out of office, and they don't want that. They get thrown out of office, they won't be able to steal the money they're currently stealing from every American today. They won't be able to control the world because the U.S. currently and still is, honestly, the superpower of the world. Right now, they're trying to deplete our military, trying to throw our boys over in these Middle Eastern countries for foreign illegal wars we have no business being in, so they can come home maimed, messed up, and mentally scarred. And these conflicts, these pointless illegal conflicts. And, you know, it's appalling to sit there and look at everything. I mean, if you look at some of these boys that come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, war is a horrible thing no matter how you look at it. No matter what kind of war it may be, you know, it either takes a physical or psychological toll in the individual fight in the conflict. And some of these poor guys that come back, you know, white and black, can't hold down a job anymore. They can't do anything. And see, the reason we're still trying to fight these wars over in the Middle East is because if you bring these boys home right now with the country in the current state, it is. They just got back from shooting at people. Obviously, they're going to turn the guns on the government if the country indeed still looks like the Middle East that they're supposed to be fighting for. You know, we talk to soldiers every day, and, you know, we have people within the government we talk to. No, we're not informants. No, we're not this or that. We have sympathetic people everywhere that align themselves with both of our causes. no matter who they may be. And they can see it because they look at the paperwork, the different files and classified documents in front of them. And, you know, eventually these people are either killed or they're taken into government custody and interrogated to see who they're working for. You know, a lot of people go missing. We've lost a lot of good people on both sides who have uncovered good information that could have set there enlightened a lot of these other Americans that don't understand what's truly going on. And what happens? They kill them. You know, our chairman was actually almost killed. Somebody put a bomb on his car back when he was doing the rally, and the rally was focusing on, you know, the illegal immigrants that come from Mexico and the communist powers that have control of Mexico. And somebody tried to blow his car up, and he was speaking Mexican, speaking to the Mexican community as a national socialist. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, like you said, this war has been going on for hundreds of years. It's been going on forever. They do not want us to exist peacefully. We want this world destroyed. And I'm sure, you know, in your scriptures, they mention, you know, the world might, you know, turn into flames or whatever, you know, nuclear Armageddon, nuclear Holocaust. I know the Christians are pretty big on that. And see, if it keeps going, it may look like that. It may not be country against country. It's going to be race against race. And that's what they push for. That's why you have people like Charlie Manson and all these other big figures, you know, like Jeff Stoop of the NSM. He's a traitor to our people. He has sold out to these current Jews. We call them the GDMPs, you know, and Griffin, Duke, Metzger, Black. You know, that goes into some big names I'm sure you people know of, you know, of National Socialism. All of them. Nothing more than traitors. Our group does not align with them. In fact, they attack our group because we are correct, we are right, we are true blue, and they are scared of us.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? I'm glad for your comment. I thank you so much. I got to go on to the next caller. I think it may be somebody from your organization, area code 803. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, sister. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just Brother Rain.
Oh, shalom, Brother Rain. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, there's a huge echo. Good. We need to get the echo out.
Sweet
girl. Yeah, how y'all doing?
Shalom.
Yeah, I was just listening. I just got in, and I said, let me catch y'all show before y'all go off. But basically, you know, like y'all was saying, as long as we stay in this crayon mentality, this is going to continue. So we have to get out of this crayon stuff and start looking at each other as form of individuals and not some governmental idea to keep the division going. So that's why I was telling y'all from last week that when we start studying about these laws and contracts and how these things are really placed upon us, then we can start freeing ourselves. Because the only reason that we're voting for these so-called governmental agents is to help us with a certain problem, but we have the ability to do it for ourselves. We don't have to give our sovereignty over to a governmental entity to do for us when it tells you in the and the federal laws, it tells you that each individual has a right to govern themselves. So how can we govern ourselves when every time we vote, we're basically giving over our sovereignty little by these governmental entities, and then they take over because we're showing incompetence we can't do for ourselves.
Right, that's right. And you know what I want to say to everybody? We have 12 minutes left. For anyone that wants someone to call in, please do that because at 5:30, you won't be able to call in. If your call drops at 5:30, then you won't be able to call back in. So I just wanted to give you some information. To the brother that called in from the National Socialist Organization, we thank you for your intelligent conversation. We thank you for coming on the show and really giving some information to us. And I just want to make a comment. The reason why we use the scriptures, the Holy Bible, is because that's where our history is. Everything else was taken from us, stolen from us. So that Bible gives us the history, and we're not a religion. We're a nation, and we're building our nation one person at a time. So all we're trying to do is very peacefully come together as a nation. We have a lot of opposition up against us, and mainly we have a group of people that have identified themselves as us, and they've gotten the backing from all of the other nations across the world, and a lot of times they're intimidated by the fact that we are coming together. But one thing I do want to say to everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, we do not want Jerusalem, Everything that we're doing right now is played out in the book. It is foretold in the book. They are supposed to be on the scene just like we're supposed to be on the scene, and everybody has to play their part. So that is all we're trying to do, is to gather ourselves together as a nation and come together as a people so that we can fulfill the scriptures, because the one thing about the scriptures is they do not lie and they do fulfill themselves. So like I said, we are a little different from everyone else, because we're on the earth with another group of people that have identified themselves as us. So we're operating under a little different system where we're coming together. We have the right to self-determination. We're building ourselves as a nation, and we're still in exile. So we're doing this all up under the curse that we were under and we were put under by the Most High. Again, if you have a question, a comment, or concern, please push 1. This has been a very interesting show. I tell you, the day has been interesting. But, brother, Kim, you want
to
go ahead? I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I just wondered, the guy that was just speaking about the nationalist movement, should we get his information?
I'm gonna chime in back in. Brother Erico 803, do you have some information you can give us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what kind of information do you need?
Our website is nsfm.sharepoint.com.
Say it again, real slow. We old people. Say it one more time.
nsfm.sharepoint.com.
Okay. And like I said,
would you like my chairman's phone number?
Sure.
Okay, his phone number is 918-835-9657.
Okay. And again, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show and providing us with some intelligent conversation, some very informative information, you know, because it's important, you know, that we show people, you know, that all of us are not at each other's throats and all of us are not angry with each other, but we got to come together. We have to come together as a nation. Because we, like I said, we're a little different. Because there's people out there that's claiming to be us.
That is correct.
Thank you again. All right. Anybody else have a question, comment, or concern you want to talk about?
Oh, shalom. This is Adonia.
Hey, Brother Adonia.
Kane. I want to know, did anybody get back in touch with the brother that spoke last week? David is his name. Did y'all get in touch with him again?
You know, I took his number down, but I didn't get a chance to call him because we are getting ready for the march on Washington. For all you all that are listening, we are marching on Washington, D.C., November the 1st, 2013. Please go to our website. Register at our website. It's www.noyumy2013march.com. We look forward
shalom,
to
shalom. One more question. One more question. Do you think that we should march in Chicago and to let them brothers and sisters know that there is another way and we're on our way? There is help and there is some hope that we are on our way. They don't have to do what they're doing. We're going to set something up. We're trying to set something up. Hallelujah.
You know what? I think that Chicago might be a good idea, but you know what? It's a shame. And I'm going to tell you something. Brother Donnie, I just feel like it's a shame that we have to go to Chicago when Chicago is supposed to be the hub. That's where the hierarchy of the Hebrew Israelite community is.
Let me go a step further here. You understand? I think that they dropped the ball here. You understand?
True.
And all of those camps that was in that are in Chicago now, they all split up. You understand? Each one of them has taken a part of that understanding, and they opened up their own little place, and they all split up. So they all over the place, and they dropped the ball here. You understand what I'm saying? But I also want to say this here, too, is that we have to go through this. This is part of our captivity. You understand? But we got to try to set things up. Those that know the truth, You understand? Now, prayer is a great thing. It has a lot to do with it. But when we pray, we ask the Almighty to bless our hands in our endeavors. That's what we do most of the time. We ask him to forgive us and forgive our forefathers for what they've done, and then we ask him to bless our hand in our endeavors. But when we have these endeavors, we got to be doing something. You understand? The Almighty will be behind us. He said, this is the Almighty said, that he will guide us, he will protect us. You understand? But we got, you know, that means to me, you understand, that if we do it in his name, you understand, he will watch over us and nothing will happen. You understand? They can come up with all kinds of stuff if they want to, but we have to do it in the Almighty's name. Now, I want to go a step further here by telling you that Moses had the faith. The peoples didn't have no faith. You understand? They was just hurting, and they wanted to get the hell out of there. Hallelujah.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know what? Chicago may be an issue. We can definitely bring it up. I wouldn't mind going to Chicago and actually doing something in Chicago. But like I said before, you know, if we have to be the ones to go, because really it's a call out to the, I won't just say the men, it's a call out to the men and the women to come together and to do something in our communities. We have to start doing something. Because if the government comes in and they implement martial law, it's over.
That's right. It's not over, Gabriel. You understand? Yaina. You understand? Because, see, the Almighty said that we're going to go into the land. You understand? So if it don't be this generation, it's going to be the next. It's going to be a little bit more difficult for the next generation because we didn't set nothing up in this generation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I think Chicago may be an option, you know, but if I were to go to Chicago, I'd want to sit. I'd have questions for the Hebrew leaders in Chicago. I just would. I mean,
we might want to get with them. We might want to get with them and explain the plight that we under.
They won't come. Our brother Adonia, I have asked. We have reached out. You know, they won't come.
You know, here's what I suggest. See, this is my suggestion here, you understand, is that we tell them whether they hear or forbear, you understand, and we have to do what the Almighty has ordained us to do, you understand. If the Almighty ordains us to go into to Chicago, we can't worry about what somebody else do. We have to do what we have to do. Hallelujah.
And I want to say this. We're marching on Washington, D.C., November the 1st. And there are a lot of things that is associated with that march that is positive. A lot of things we don't say over the radio. So for some people to just think that this is a regular, common, everyday march with signs and banners, no, that's not what this is. We're doing something a little different. And what we want to do is we want the gangbangers to come march with us. We want you to put your guns down and come march with us. Come stand up for once and do something positive. We're not asking for the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the and all of the other leaders that stand up and represent this, our people. We're asking for the real common folks to come and march with, people who have something to say, people who can stand up and say, my community is not safe. That's what we want. So that's what we're inviting you all to do.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? And you know what, sister? I'm glad you made that point. I have, by the past few months or so, I have also communicated with some youngsters, you know, young cats in my community, you know, when we speak on, say, like, drug pushers or what have you. But these brothers, they're not that what the so-called law enforcement proclaimed them to be. These brothers come from broken homes where they have no fathers or no mothers. So when it takes a cat like me to go out there and to have the courage to even speak to one-on-one about what's really going on, that has nothing to do with hate nor your skin color, but it's by your consent from the day you've been born on public record showing that you have no protection under this amendment. As stated, the person must be under some form of secure interest in order to be protected from any outside interference or harm from public outcry. So therefore, if we having our children out there and these brothers out there have no idea that their child will be in trust, then that child is considered a bastard child or abandoned child And then when we abandon that child with that birth certificate, then the state picks up, because the state gives you so many days, 20 days. 20 days, that's a lawful default notice that you have to pick up that and show that you have a secure interest in that child. But when we go over that 20 days, and then they like, hey, you know, I guess they're not going to this child. So then the state picks it up, and the state takes possession of the child. Well, we know the child for a fact is not the flesh and blood. The child represents the corporate entity. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I placed that on Facebook today, that the child does not mean flesh and blood, but it's a form of an entity or some sort that has some kind of governmental rights or so forth.
Commodity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, brother.
Well, see, here's one thing that I think that is a absolutely good idea, that we no longer become the 14th Amendment slave. You understand? I think that's superb. You understand? But
powerful.
I mean, now there is no if, ands, or buts about it. That we need to do that. You understand? So that we are being protected. You understand? That is one of the ways that the Almighty is showing us how He is going to protect us. You understand? He's going to hide us in the day of His great wrath. That is part of it. You understand? Now, but we still need to be in unison. You understand? So that we can get the protection of the nation. So, you know, I think Yaina might have said this a while back, you understand, that in numbers, there's power in numbers, you understand? And if we come together, then we have the power, we have the wisdom of all the folks. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'd like to make I'd like to say something real quick.
Sure.
Okay, now, but I've got to bring this up. The Caucasian gentleman I was talking before, I was able to, I checked out his website, and I'm going to read something that he says here. It says, we are a third party board, right? But what people don't seem to know is that we are also a direct action group. This means we fight fear with fear. Groups like the Black Panthers and Antifa, Sharps, etc., attack us at our homes and our jobs. When we are at a store, then it says no longer, we are starting to take the fight right to them. This is our land, and we are going to take it back. We are here to stay, and we have no plans on going away anytime soon. So if you don't like it, us, too bad. And then it says, they can't trust the Republicans, and they certainly can't become, and he says, niggas. So what do we do?
This is why we cannot be influenced by any one of those other nations.
But guess what? Irregardless to all of that, we know.
Irregardless.
Irregardless of what we know what it is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They feel like this is their country, and their ancestors came over, and what did they used to call them? The whatever they called them came over and founded this country, and they feel like this is their country, and that's fine.
But why do you want to work with us? Put all this on the website. I'm looking at the Nazi flag. We got Hitler over here, and you know they don't like Black people at all. I don't understand. I'm confused.
Right, and I understand that. I mean, you know, like I said, but it's still, at the end of the day, guess what we were able to do? We were able to have a conversation without all of the antics that come along with it. We had a conversation without the yelling and the screaming and the hollering, and we had a conversation that was intelligent. But at the end of the day, they are who they are, and we are who we are. And
that
our
is
main
correct.
Goal, like you told me earlier today, Brother Dawid, you said let's focus on the topic at hand, and that is why we are building a nation. That is
Hallelujah.
Why we are encouraging nation building, because guess what? They said this is their land, and they're not going anywhere. And my thing is, you know, fine. This is not our land, and we are going back home. So, I mean, you know, our job is not to come up against any of them. They can have America. I'm ready to go home anyway. But, you know, we have to wait until the Most High says it's time. And he told us in Zephaniah, what did he say, Brother Adonijah? He said, gather thyself together, O nation undesired. That's what we're doing.
That is correct. That is correct. You understand? We cannot afford to affiliate ourselves with any other nation.
I heard that.
No. We're building our own people and our own nation so we can get. One good thing about it is we have an assurity. He said, he told Abram, he said, know for an assurity that your seed is going to be in a land of, and going to be afflicted for 400 years.
That
he
is
said,
correct.
Afterwards, I will judge that nation. And they will, and I will bring them out. So we know we're not going to be here for 2 months longer. Like Adonijah said, it's time to come together. It's time to put our money together. It's time for us to start preparing our children, teaching our children, and getting our people ready to get the heck up out of here, because we getting ready to get up out of here, because all hell is finna break loose. Because just like that man was on this call tonight, talking about his organization, they're going to fight for America. You better bet you they strapped up.
That is correct.
To the last bullet.
They're going to fight for this land, and we don't want to get caught in the crossfire because we getting up out of here.
That is correct.
They're going to fight for this land, and he meant what he said, too. This is their land, and they're not going nowhere, and they're getting ready to fight the powers that be for this place, and we're not going to die over this land. We got our own land we're getting ready to go to.
We were born here old ships and enslaved. Why are we going? No, I don't want to go that far. But look it now. Look it. We got Africa. Israel's in Africa. Egypt's in Africa. We forgetting?
No.
Got the whole continent.
Yeah. But guess what the Most High said in the scriptures? He said, I'm going to take you back the same way I took your ancestors. He said, I'm going to take you. You're going to go back the same way. We're going to go right back to Mount Sinai where we were before we go into Jerusalem. He going to clean Jerusalem out, and ain't no rebels going to go into Jerusalem. So the wilderness is where we headed. I just don't want to catch no bullets over here in America trying to fight for a land that's not ours. This is
and
you're going to
purge out all of the undesirables.
That's what he said. So our goal is to educate our people so they can get ready to get up out of here, so they can walk away from their $500,000 homes and their pension plan they got set up, $100,000, $200,000 pension plan, and all the stuff that America has you feeling like it's going to be your comfort. Because you're not going to need no pension plan in the wilderness, I promise you.
Okay.
I got a question though. See, I like working with people, you know, and the right people. So that's why I was willing to hear that guy out, you know. But from the stuff on his website, it kind of contradicts what he was saying. So I don't really know where to go from there. But
hey, we tuck it away. We keep it in our library. And we know when the guns start pulling, get out the way. Cause they get ready to fight for this place. I mean, it's getting ready to go down.
It's on. I know it's going to be on. Yeah, I know. It's going to be on. I mean, you're going to catch a bullet quick.
It's getting ready to really go down. It is. Mm-hmm. And they're serious about it. My thing is, hey, leave us alone because our goal is not to stand against you. We're trying to get up out of here.
Yeah, we're gonna get up out of here. Look at I do have a question though. Maybe we should bring this up as a topic for the next broadcast. The brothers and sisters in Dimona that went out there in the 60s. Has anybody spoken to them?
Well, you know what, Brother Abraham was supposed to be connecting with them to let them know about the march and keep them abreast of what's going on. But I heard that they was over there struggling, that the Jews over there, they catching hell over there, too.
That is correct.
Are they trying to get him out of there? Are they just discriminating against him, or what?
I don't think they want him. I don't think they want him there. I mean, you know, I don't know. I really can't speak on the issues, but I heard somebody tell me that they had started waging war against them as well.
I remember when Whitney Houston went up over there.
Yeah, and guess what? Jacob Strubble going to be worldwide. It ain't going to discriminate to just America. You know,
that is correct.
And like I said, our job is to gather together as a nation, because he said he was going to save us out of it. That's what he said.
That is correct. That is absolutely.
We
got
to be together. We can't be fragmented. He said, I will save you out of it. So I'm trusting in that book. Like I said, when the bullets get to flying over here in America because they tired of the government, we do not want the black Hebrew Israelites to get caught in the crossfire, because we're not dying for this land. We're going back to our own land. We are headed to the wilderness, people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I am so proud of you, sister. I'm telling you, you understand? You will understand. For the Almighty, and that's what we need to do. We need everybody that's Israelite to stand for the Almighty, yes, and proclaim the name of our King, whom the sun does shine and the wind sing. Yehovah is our sun and shield. Who then could master us?
Yeah,
that's right. Because guess what? They bought up all the bullets. It ain't even no bullets left. Them boys ain't playing. They strapping down. No. They getting ready for a serious war. That's why the CIA following them around. And that's why the NSA following them around. Because they know they getting ready to stir up. They're not going to be taken captive in the land that their forefathers took over.
No.
They're not.
No.
And
they organize big time.
Yes, indeed.
They're in the government. They're in the military.
Yes,
I mean, they are organized.
Yes.
They ain't no joke. They ain't no joke you mess with.
No, sir. Don't take them lightly, because they got plenty of money and they got plenty of connections. And that's what we're trying to do, because, like I said, we do not want to die over this land. We're not trying to die over this land. We're trying to get up out of this land. We're trying to negotiate and get in position so we can negotiate with the land over in the Middle East. So when it comes time for us to get up, like the scripture said, that the boats is going to come and get us and the planes is going to come and get us. We're trying to get up out of here, because all hell's going to break loose over here.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's going to be. And it's, do you know what happened? I forgot to mention this. Do you know GE? I was reading about it this morning. They are going to stop giving credit to businesses in the United States. All these different businesses. And if the slack is supposed to be picked up by J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. But those are the ones who put us in this financial crisis anyway.
That is correct.
So all of these small companies that are still surviving off of credit, it's going to be dried up now. That means more layoffs are coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get really bad soon.
Yeah. You know what's so ironic, you understand, is that we see the train coming and we won't get out the way.
It's like a deer with their eyes in the head, like, this is like real. Run, dummy, run.
Yeah. But you know what, though? In all fairness, though, I don't think nobody really knows what to do, though, you know?
Well, we've given them the understanding on what to do. Zephaniah said this. Zephaniah told us, the Almighty told us through Zephaniah that we must gather ourselves. Now, unfortunately, it's only going to be a remnant. You understand? We don't know how big the remnant is going to be, because this is the Almighty's choosing. But we got an opportunity here to get out the way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? Like he said, gather ourselves, O nation undesired. And like he said, it's going to be a remnant, Brother Donia, in the first wave, because they're going to come in waves. The scripture said they're going to come in waves. But
we have to leave the door open.
And we got
to leave the door
open. Guess what? The ones with their high power jobs and all their 401ks and their pensions and their big, beautiful houses and their country clubs and all of them got all these educations and DVDs behind their name. When it's all said and done, the scripture said that group going to come crying. They're going to come weeping, telling us, where is that law that we were supposed to follow? What are we supposed to do? Because it's not going to be a nice, it's going to go down over here.
That is correct.
Is getting ready to go down in this country right here. They get that man that was on this call, for everybody that is under the sound of my voice that heard that man from that other nation speak, they are very serious about what they stand for, and they are getting prepared for a war. I'm telling you all. So
hallelujah.
Please listen under the sound of my voice. Do not get comfortable, because it's getting ready to get ugly over here, and we're trying to get everybody to understand. Come up under the nations. Come up under the United Nation of Israel. Come up under the nation of Yehuda, because what the Most High is doing, he's got all kind of people strategically scattered. He's got the street preachers on the corner screaming and hollering and teaching it. He got people in the Knesset teaching it. He's got people that have camps and they teaching it. But he's gathered up a few people that are, he's moving into the political arena to negotiate us to leave and get up out of here. And for any
yes.
Hebrew Israelite to say that the Most High don't operate like that, I'll take you to the book and I can show you instance after instance where he's had people politically, strategically placed to be able to whisper into the ear of the king so we can get what we needed to get done. And that's exactly, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he's doing the same thing he did back then.
Ezra, Nehemiah.
Come on here. Daniel.
And Brother Donnie. what you were saying earlier, man, about the younger heads that are coming up behind us, you know? They are going to have to inherit this, but at the same time, it's our responsibility to teach them.
That
you know?
Is correct.
And what we should see it as, if we don't make, we might not make it. Right, but
that's
they are
right.
going to, you know. It's just like in the time of Moses, right? We did. It was Moses and Aaron and all them old heads that didn't make it, but you know Joshua did.
That is correct.
Right, and it's the same scenario. We have to think about it as we have to teach the younger generation, explain to them what's going on, and then we pass the baton to them,
that
and
is
then their seed will fulfill the prophecy.
That is correct.
That's right.
It says, bring the children up in the way that they shall go, and they will never depart from it. Now, if we
that's
don't
right.
show these kids, our children, you understand, how and what they represent, you understand, then they're going to have a harder time when we leave the earth, because we didn't put
that's
nothing
right.
in place. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. And not to mention, according to history, I mean, you know, I believe in the 400-year prophecy, and we don't have that much time.
That is correct.
We don't have that much time. So, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do according to what the Most High has whispered into our ear to do. And I know that those people who are calling themselves, I'll call them the mistress. I know the mistress is upset because the wife is starting to wake up, and the wife is starting to understand that she's better off with her own husband. And the wife is the Hebrew Israelite in the 12 tribes of Yaakov. And Yah is our husband according to the scriptures. And that he said he loved us like a husband. And we're beginning to take on our name. And we're getting ready to take back our name. And we're getting ready to go back home to the one who loves us the most. So, again, let me say this again, because I have to make sure I say this to the brother that called in of the Caucasian persuasion. We say thank you. I know you guys are still listening. You know, we know you're a very organized group, the National Socialist Group, or whatever you call yourself. And we know that you guys are getting ready to fight for this land and that all hell is going to break loose. But let me say again, and I'm going to say it nice and slow so we all have a clear understanding. We do not want America. We are trying to go home. We were brought here according to the scriptures on boats and ships. Our children were sold. And we were all discombobulated all over the place because of the stuff that we did to the Most High. And our captivity is almost up. So when the bullets get to flying, black people get out of the way, because we are not fighting to save this land. We try to get up out of here. We're going back home. We are from the Middle East. We are not from this part of the world.
That is correct. That is absolute. And I'm so proud of you.
I told you I wasn't scared. It just ain't in me. I don't know why, but you know what? I can communicate with anybody that's intelligent enough to have an intelligent conversation. I would, you know, if they want to sit down and talk, we can come to the table And we can sit down, and the leaders of the Hebrew-Israelite community can sit down with the National Socialism Group, and we can all have a powwow so that we have a clear understanding as to what we all trying to do, if that's what they want to do. But at the end of the day, our job is to gather our people together as a nation so we can get the heck up out of here, because it's getting ready to go down. I can't say it enough. Y'all, I can feel it in the spirit. It's getting ready to go down over here.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.